This is Rabbi Naftali Bachwald of the Kol of Houston with your weekly Torah Minute. The Torah tells us someone who kills accidentally must go into galus, exile. He moves to an Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, in order to protect himself from the family of the murdered avenging the blood of their deceased relative. To aid his escape, we are commanded to place signs on major roads and intersections directing towards the Ir Miklat. In ancient times, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, all of the Jewish people would trek to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Although in the case of the accidental murder, we put up signs directing toward the Ir Miklat. For the Shalosh Regalim, we are not commanded to put up any such signs. Rather, people in need of directions must ask for it. Why this difference? Simply speaking, it could be because by the Shalosh Regalim, almost everyone went. Therefore, there were throngs of people. You just followed the crowd, or you knew where you were going since you made the trip 3 times a year. But the Chofetz Chaim gives an alternative answer. Someone who killed by accident is embarrassed by what he did. Therefore, to prevent him any more shame, we put up signs so he won't have to ask directions and disclose what he did. But the people who are Ola Regel, we want them to ask directions in order to share where they're going and why, so they can encourage others to come along and join them in fulfilling this mitzvah. That is why we don't have any signs with directions to Yerushalayim, only to the Ir Miklat. May we be zocha to soon fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. This has been Rabbi Naftali Bachwald of the Kol of Houston with your weekly Torah Minute. Have a wonderful Yontif and a good Shabbos.